And minute.
What do you call it?
Spider web.
Would you call it the same thing if it were outside?
Yes, it'd still be a spider web.
Any
of us just spider? Yes, spider web. I could just see it coming down.
What would you call it, the big fancy ones? All woven, big. The great big ones, round ones.
Nothing but a web. Is it?
Well, what I'm curious about is if you use the term cobweb also.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And you'd use the term cobweb in a house too, because that's what, I guess it would be more appropriate for being in the house than it would outside, wouldn't it?
Some people think so.
Cobweb. You take them down with your broom. But boy, that's beautiful to have somebody company come in and it's just coming right down on your head.
Was it a spider bitty?
Yes, a little bitty one. Right down over her head. Isn't that gorgeous?
There's no spiders like there used to be when I was growing up. When we cleaned house, that is one of the first things we looked. We went all around that and cleaned it out. And it was spider webs and little spiders, you know. Didn't do it more about once or twice a year.
That's right.
Well, I wanted to ask you about those anyway, so.
Okay.
Just as well. Now, sometimes you might have to make a makeshift sleeping place on the floor, especially for children.
Pallet.
And if you're talking about your crop, you expect, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Now, what would you call the flat lowland along a stream? I believe we talked about this a little bit already. Very rich soil.
It's the loam soil.
Mm-hmm.
Loam type of soil.
And how would you talk about it? I say we need to work the... How would you refer to it?
You just say you've got to work the ground.
Mm-hmm. You used the term bottoms yesterday, I recall.
Mm-hmm. That's for lowlands or delta.
And then low-lying grass field where cattle could graze.
It's a pasture.
And if you had low-lying grassland, it had a lot of water standing on it. You wouldn't have that here, I don't think.
No, that would be swampland. That's what you had in the bottoms.
And then we're too far from the sea for this to grow around here, but sometimes there's an area where salt, so-called salt hay grows. Are you all familiar with that?
No, not at all.
We grow in marshes generally.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned loam. What are the different kinds of soil do you have around here?
Clay, sand. You have a sandy loam is your best kind of ground around here. And then, of course, in the Delta, they've got that black soil. I forget just exactly what they call it, but it's when it's hadn't got too much sand with it, it's mucky, wet stuff. It's never that way here. You might have one or two little wet places, but it's just a sandy loam with a clay base is good.
And then if you did have marshes around and people were getting water off of it, you'd say they're...
draining it.
And if you dug a sort of a ditch or something for it to drain off, what would that be called, probably?
What do they call those things? They're drainage ditches, but I don't know what you'd call it.
Now, what would you call a deep, narrow valley, maybe cut by a stream in the woods that would be have water sometimes, but sometimes be dry when it was dry? What would you call it?
You mean a dry creek?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, a heavy rainfall will cut a channel across a road. Do you have a term for that?
Rutted. They rut the roads.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you call a very small rise in the land?
A mound.
And then bigger than that, it would be a
hill.
Mm-hmm.